This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Melissa Block. Several hundred police officers in riot gear raided Zuccotti Park in Lower Manhattan early this morning. Occupy Wall Street protesters had been encamped there for nearly 2 months. Police dismantled tents and other structures and evicted everyone from the park while sanitation workers power washed the sidewalks. Protesters challenged that eviction in court today and lost. NPR's Margot Adler reports from New York.
At 8 o'clock this morning, Zuccotti Park was empty as if no one had ever been there. Outside the steel barricades blocking entrance to the park, Luis Daniels, who calls himself Maximus, was enraged.
They took my shoes. They took my jackets. They took my IDs. And they took my birth certificate. And they threw it into the trash like if I was nothing.
At the exact same time, Mayor Michael Bloomberg told a news conference that the action was necessary because the tents and tarps were a health and fire safety hazard. He cited an instance when an emergency medical technician had not been allowed into the park. The city has two main goals, he said, guaranteeing public health and safety and guaranteeing the protesters' First Amendment rights.
But when those two goals clash, the health and safety of the public and our first responders must be the priority.
He said they planned to open the park right then at 8 a.m., but would not allow tents, tarps, and sleeping bags. But after a five-minute opening, the park remained barricaded. And here's why. At 6:15 in the morning, the legal team of Occupy Wall Street and the National Lawyers Guild went before a New York judge and obtained a temporary injunction. Judge Lucy Billings said the eviction was illegal and tents and tarps could be brought back. Bloomberg said the park would be closed until the legal situation was resolved, and they went back into court.
There is no ambiguity in the law here. The First Amendment protects speech. It does not protect the use of tents and sleeping bags to take over a public space.
But with the temporary injunction, could the protesters return? At their new location on Canal Street, they talked about it at their General Assembly. If you go back there, they said,
and the police don't let you in!
And the police don't let you in!
They will be in contempt of court.
They will be in contempt of court.
If you want to go back to Zuccotti Park,
if you want to go back to Zuccotti Park,
go nice and easy.
Go nice and easy.
And that's just what they did, knowing that any time after 11:30 in the morning, the legal situation might change. Bobby Moreno, in a long navy coat, looking like he might work on Wall Street, not be a protester, walked up to a police officer with court order in hand and called on his cell phone to report a violation.
I have a court order in my hand that says I'm allowed to be in Zuccotti Park, and Officer Hurley is keeping me out of the park. I'm physically standing right here, and he is physically not allowing me into the park.
About 200 were arrested during the eviction from Zuccotti Park and during demonstrations afterward. They included a city councilman and a number of journalists. But in all this, there's a strangely upbeat quality among the protesters. Brendan Burke is the head of de-escalation security, Occupy Wall Street, and he took the eviction in stride. First, he said it wasn't a big deal.
There were some pepper spray incidents, the usual kind of ruckus that goes on. Not so bad, though. People cleared the park, mostly peacefully.
And as for the future, not being able to camp at Zuccotti Park with tents and tarps, that doesn't matter either, he says. The discussion has taken root, and the demonstration is mobile.
It doesn't have to stay in a park. It's just alive, and it's just people that are tired of the way the system is. So it's just what it is. It's going to take whatever form. It's like water. It's going to take whatever form it's got to take to get to where it's got to go.
Late in the day, a New York judge ruled that protesters could return, but without sleeping bags, tarps, or tents. Hundreds slowly streamed back into Zuccotti Park. Despite the court's decision, a National Lawyers Guild attorney told me it's not a real defeat. The genie's out of the bottle. Margot Adler, NPR News, New York.